Matt Morris Notebook for August 4th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2026. So this is getting close to 11 o'clock and I realized I haven't recorded for today. So I gotta come up with something. I've been spending a bit of time on Audible lately. Just got the email that they have a sale going on. Pretty much every title in the library, or in the catalog rather, has some kind of sale going on right now. And my wish list, I'm going to say, maybe just under half. I'm going to call it about half of the titles in my wish list are now in the $4 to $6 range. With at least a couple of them, they're compilations of multiple books into one package. So four books for what would have been one credit, and now it's on sale for four books for $5. So that's a definite, definitely going into the shopping cart. And I remember this sale happening last year, maybe around this time, because I remember stocking up on them before my Dragon Con trip last year, and I know I didn't finish all of them. I was thinking I finished at least half of them, maybe two-thirds of them, and this time I'm looking at 20-something books when you count all the multi-book packages. I really should back off on the ones I'm not likely to get to. I know I have at least 100 to 200 books on my reading list that I'm not sure how it happened. I just added them through sales like this, and it's become a backlog, and I do intend to get to them, but kind of like what happened to my physical book collection, it's right there in the corner. I see the stack of books right now. I'm not going to touch it, but I see it, so it's there. It's a little harder to find those audiobooks, though, but filtering by unstarted or unplayed. Yeah, a couple hundred in my library. Yeah, it's not a problem, really. I could stop anytime I feel like it. Anyway, let's see. Highlights from this one I just purchased. Was it Empath? That's into the RPG. I think, you know, I listened to your podcast yesterday. Right now, I remember you talking about the Dungeon Crawler Carl last year, if I remember correctly. And there's two series, not exactly like Dungeon Crawler Carl, but they are a system apocalypse type of stories where, and for the rest of you, that's where the Earth goes through an apocalypse brought about by one kind of system or another, which is to say that the Earth becomes magical and gets all the rules of physics get superseded by game rules. Sometimes D&D game rules, other times it's arbitrary, but definitely a fantasy bent. But the first one, I think, if you like Dungeon Crawler Carl, the one I like is called Bymort, B-Y-M-O-R-T, and that's a, what do they call it, the Shopocalypse. And it's meant to be a play on the Walmart, everything bad that people have said about Walmart. No, that's not fair. More like every bad meme about Walmart gets rolled up into one series. And this is where the whole world becomes not a shopping mall, but it becomes something where the system can buy and sell things to every person in the world. And one of the things is it's, it can buy and sell things you don't actually own. So that becomes weaponized. Anyway, I really realized I shouldn't be, this is getting into spoiler territory, but to get a flavor of the story, yeah, people are selling off portions of the world to buy more just because they can. but it's, yeah, it's a shoppocalypse, and the stuff they sell, they can buy more useless crap. Anyway, that's one dystopia. Second one is called Discount Dan. And in this one, it's much tamer, I guess. The main character in the apocalypse, he sets up, was it a 7-Eleven? Or I'm missing the details, but it's a convenience store that he, is it, does he take it over? Or does he build it from the ground up? I forget. Anyway, it's an apocalypse, and because of certain quests that he got, he became owner of a convenience store, and he has to defend it, because in the apocalypse, that's fairly valuable real estate. And he has customers that he actually has to attract and defend, because his store becomes something of a safe space. So it's, yeah, it's another twist on the post-apocalyptic world that is not Mad Max, but is still quite entertaining. So if you have a thing for a lit RPG, I would suggest Buy Mort and Discount Dan. Anyway, I think I've gone on for long enough. I'll talk to you tomorrow.